Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Good afternoon. Happy Halloween. Happy end of October. Really, tomorrow's the kickoff to the holiday season. It is Joe Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN. You're probably wondering why we started with Wham. Well, that's because Tanner and I are wearing the shortest shorts possible and our white t-shirts. Yes, we are Wham. George Michael and Andrew Wrigley. Tanner, did you listen to any Wham on the way in to get psyched for the costume?
Oh, not a lick. I guess I failed in that regard.
No, you came through. And we both had the same idea. Because I couldn't get the Choose Life shirts the way I wanted them, we both have station shirts on, so we're company men. And with you for the next 2 hours, 803-0930, star 930, gets you on the show. And there is so much to talk about on this Halloween as the kids are ready in their costumes. Well, they're probably still in school, but they'll be ready in their costumes. And I'm sure a lot of you have your candy ready. Maybe you're getting candy last second. I'll tell you, maybe it was just the Alberta Wegmans, but I was in Alberta Wegmans earlier today, and the Halloween candy didn't look overly picked. You know, like by this point, the shelves are empty. There's not much selection left. I remember when I was younger and living with my parents, and, you know, they would have to run down to CVS and they would get, you know, the bottom of the barrel candy. Which, depending on the year, I mean, it was usually Tootsie Rolls, even though I love Tootsie Rolls. But let's be honest, it's like the last thing. That and candy corn is the last thing on the list. And, you know, candy corn, I think, might be the worst part of Halloween. One of the best things about saying goodbye to this holiday is no more candy corn. But I want to kick off the show here talking about the door-to-door and the trick-or-treating and kind of get a feel on what's going out there this Halloween 2025. And is trick-or-treating still popular with the younger generation? And I ask that because every year it seems we get a bunch of texts, either the day after Halloween or the next show after Halloween, and it's people saying, I was surprised by the lack of kids I had at my door. Now, that could be maybe the candy you handed out was awful a year ago and they just passed your house. Or maybe trick-or-treating is not as popular as it once was. I mean, when I was a kid, you had people, and this was never me, but you'd have 16 and 17-year-olds going with no costume to your door and with their pillowcase. Now, my parents never turned anyone down. They would give them candy, but I mean, there are people out there that if you see a 16, 17-year-old, a high schooler, who parked their car down the street and started doing trick-or-treating, you would say, no, you're not trick-or-treating. You crazy? I just saw you park your car. You've got car keys in your pocket. What are you supposed to be? So that's my first question for all of you out there. Is there anyone that actually does, say, hey, you're a little too old for this? Do you turn your light off right when the curfew's over? Do you follow the town curfew, especially on a Friday? Like, if trick-or-treating goes to 8 and a family comes by at 8:15, are you going to say, hey, Mark Polenkars told me I had to stop at 8 o'clock. I can't give you candy. He might accuse me of being in a cult. Or do you say, hey, I've still got some candy left. Here you go. Not looking particularly great for trick-or-treating, by the way, outside our Amherst studio window. It's not currently raining in Amherst, but I mean, you can, just looking out the window, feel the cold of the air. It's gloomy. Brian talked about this a few days ago. He goes, we've had Halloween where it was snowing. If I remember correctly, as a kid, I would rather trick-or-treat in the snow than the rain and get my costume all messed up. So the first aspect of this, I want to focus in on the trick-or-treating. Have you noticed, has it died down? Is it not as popular? Now, I think you have every right to tell someone who's too old, hey, come on, this is pathetic. You're not going to take my candy. Some might call you a Scrooge. I'm not calling you a Scrooge. I think you have every right to say, why are you coming to my door at 17, not even dressed up? At least put some effort into it. At least put some effort in. But I also think that trick-or-treating is, again, if you look at the store shelves today at Wegmans, Alberta, someone said Target on Delaware was full of candy. I mean, to me, again, I remember when it was, you get the bottom of the barrel if you waited till Halloween to get candy. So is that a thing of the past? And has Halloween become more for the adults? This is from USA Today. It's an opinion piece in yesterday's USA Today. Halloween isn't dead, but it's adults, not kids, keeping the spooky season alive. Jason Bivens wrote this. Recently, a student of mine confessed somewhat nervously that she was going to be celebrating her first Halloween. Coming from a strict religious environment, she had thought before coming to college that the holiday was a celebration of wickedness. I mean, Halloween's just a little fun, right? I tried to reassure, yada, yada, yada. While this may have consoled my student, American culture has long been, trick-or-treating on Halloween. But if you're like me, you've noticed fewer and fewer kids coming to your door for their sugar rush. Does this mean Halloween is more for adults now? And what does that say about America today? Now, he goes on and on. Of course, he's making a point that I don't 100% agree with. But his point is that the culture surrounding the holiday, you notice it's more adults celebrating it. And, adult parties and, adults dressing up. And again, if I go by what I see on the text board from the last few years, it's less. It's talking about less trick-or-treaters. You know, I had more candy left over. Now, as soon as you say that, it'll be the Halloween that everyone shows up and you have nowhere close to enough candy. But have you noticed that adults seem more excited for Halloween? And by that I mean, how many of you in the audience took today off of work? Over the last few years, there has been a spike in people taking either Halloween or the day after Halloween off. Obviously, today being Friday, it would be a long weekend to celebrate Halloween. Now, I see nothing wrong with that. Hey, you gotta have fun till you die, right? There is an expression, you only live once, and there's a reason for that expression. You do only live once, and you're allowed to have fun. You're allowed to enjoy life. But have you noticed, A, Halloween becoming more for adults? And, yes, there may be less trick-or-treaters, but is it just me, or do more people have Halloween decorations out in front of their house this year than ever before? Think about it. The amount of houses that I deliver to at the other job or just driving home. And by the way, amazing work goes into a lot of these Halloween displays. I give you all the credit in the world. But you have to admit, more people, I would say, are putting up Halloween stuff. Now, a lot of them will then switch and do Christmas. A lot of them won't. Halloween's their big decoration day. Now, tomorrow at the Beamer House, the Christmas tree goes up and the Christmas lights go up, while Virginia Tech defeats Louisville. I mean, that's what's going on in the Beamer House. You know, for me, Halloween, I think I stopped trick-or-treating at a young age. I love candy, but the idea of like, hey, trick-or-treat, and I have to dress up, I think I was young and handing out candy at my parents' house. Like, I think I gave up on trick-or-treating very early. Not that I didn't like it when I was doing it, but it's just like, I don't know, after a while, I was like, this is boring. And I've always viewed Halloween as like the next day you can officially call it the Christmas season. Yes, some people will still push back on that. What about Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving is part of the Christmas season, right? The holiday season is Christmas, is Thanksgiving, is Hanukkah. It's the holiday season. And I always got upset. You're listening to Christmas music before Thanksgiving. There's like three Thanksgiving songs. And a lot of the Christmas songs, it's a feeling you have at Thanksgiving time as well. Being with the ones you love, being with family. I'm going to go on this very similar rant probably on the day before Thanksgiving. So for me, I always viewed Halloween as like the next day Christmas, you know, will start. And then, I mean, it caught up. You've got, you know, Hallmark showing Christmas movies like 2 weeks before Halloween. You've got, you know, Christmas stations popping up tomorrow. By the way, if you're in the Christmas mood right now, you can listen to Star 102.5 on 107.7 HD2 and on the Odyssey app. I would ask that you don't until our great programming here is done today. But that's up and going with Christmas music on the app. I was listening to a little of that last night. 803-0930, Star 930 is the number to get on the air. A few questions for you about Halloween. And then, yes, we get to the costumes of Halloween. And it could be something simple like Tanner and I. We just got shirts and some short shorts. Pulled the short shorts up pretty high. But you see some very elaborate. I mean, there's a reason Spirit Halloween was open the first week of August. I mean, the people will go very into the gory outfits. And, you know, the mask that if you press a button, something might spray out of it. Very elaborate Halloween costumes. I think of, you know, for Halloween, I was one of the Power Rangers one year. I was a mobile phone one year that, you know, I came with a button that you could press and it was a ringer. I was actually a Power Ranger twice. I was the Red Ranger one year and the White Ranger one year. A cell phone. I was a Ninja Turtle. It was simple child costumes of a child in the 90s. What are some of the costumes that you have seen around? And as an adult, what are you dressing up as out in this audience? You're going to a party? Maybe you, I'll tell you, again, there are people who dress up their yard and it looks great with all the Halloween decorations. And then you've always had the couple that gets really into it and they answer the door in their costumes. Or I remember there was a house a few blocks over from where I lived that they would put a haunted house in their garage. And at the end of the mini haunted house was candy. It was great. I mean, there are people who, when I say get into it, I mean, this is their holiday. This is the holiday they're dropping all the money on. People have parties. People go all out. You get the fog machine on the lawn. There's a house, and I don't understand this. There is a house on a street that you cannot walk on, right? There's no sidewalk. It's not a pedestrian-friendly street. And there is a house that has the fog machine going and a very elaborate display in front of their house. It looks great. But they're playing music. Who is hearing that music? Like the last few weeks, my windows haven't been down. Obviously, it was down at one point because I heard the music. But like, I think when you're one of the houses that play the Christmas music or the Halloween sound effects, like you would do that when you're on a pedestrian street, like a street that has a sidewalk and people regularly walk by. This is a street on, you know, a rural road out in Clarence, and they're playing music. I don't get it. I mean, hey, go all out. I'm not shaming anyone. I'm sure the neighbors love it. But yeah, I mean, Halloween is, you know, it's for me, it's always been about the candy, even though, like I said, I gave up on trick-or-treating probably a lot sooner than most people did, or most children did. But when you think Halloween, you think stocking up on candy, the big bags of candy all throughout the store. And for me, it was also moving on to the holiday season, onto the Christmas season, which kicks off tomorrow. And by the way, Spirit Halloween at the old Bye Bye Baby in the Boulevard Mall will turn into Spirit Christmas tomorrow. I think that's really exciting. And, you know, I love a good Christmas store. When you go on vacation, like all these vacation touristy spots, they have a Christmas shop. There's a two-story one in Myrtle Beach. It's awesome. I love that. Christmas all year round. 803-0930, star 930. I want to note, from what you've noticed, is trick-or-treating down in your neighborhood? Do you have more candy left over? Do you not even give out candy? Who in the audience doesn't give out candy? Are you the house that keeps the light off? Was there a reason for that? Have you had to turn down someone who you thought was too old to be trick-or-treating? And costumes. Give me some of your best costumes, either that you've been in or that you've seen. And how is your view of how has your view of Halloween changed as you've gotten older? Right? I mean, do you think that it has become more of a holiday for adults? Do you see more adults getting psyched up for Halloween than children? All that and more, 803-0930, star 930. When we come back, I want to talk about, well, I want to take your calls on this, obviously. But habits. You know, we always hear about, you know, it took me forever to quit smoking, or I've had one hell of a time to quit smoking, I've tried everything. But there's other things that people have a difficult time quitting. Right? We hear about smoking, obviously we hear about drugs, if you've watched some of those shows on TV. You know, I mean, these are really addictive things that are really difficult to quit. But there's also things like Diet Coke, energy drinks, that people have one hell of a time attempting to quit. And I want to give you an account that I read. I want to give you my account of something I've tried to quit a few times and have been unsuccessful. And I want to know from you habits that you've tried or been successful breaking. 803-0930, star 930. It's Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Oh, this is this the best Wham song? Everything She Wants? There's a great live version of this from sometime in the 80s that's like on my YouTube go-to playlist. Anyway, it is Joe Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Tanner and I dressed up as Wham on this Halloween. Hope you're enjoying, if it's at work, if you took the day off, if you love Halloween, if you hate Halloween. Hope you are enjoying the day. Hope you're enjoying the show. 803-0930, star 930. Would love to have you be a part of it on this Halloween. And really, the kickoff to Christmas is tomorrow. I'm kind of upset that I won't be on the air tomorrow because if you've listened to the station for a year, you know that on November 1st, I have my Christmas outfit that I love to wear to work. But I guess we'll have to do that on Monday or just say, hey, you can only do it when November 1st falls during the week. So addicting habits and attempting to break those habits is something I've wanted to get into this for the last few weeks, and we just have not had time. And I thank you, the audience, for that, because you call in and you keep something going, and I'm so grateful of all the ears we have here on the station. So addicting habits, again, we hear so much about the struggles of quitting smoking. And by the way, if that's your habit, if that's your habit, I'd love to hear how you broke that habit or the difficulties of quitting that habit. I mean, you have, you know, the state putting all the commercials on TV about it. Again, I mean, the state focuses a lot more on smoking than obesity. But, you know, there's been that out there. And hey, I know people who have really struggled with quitting smoking. And I know some people go, I don't really care to quit. And you know what? That's their choice. But there's, you know, a lot of habits out there that you wouldn't even think of being difficult to quit, and they are. And I was reading, again, the USA Today. I don't know why I've spent so much time on the USA Today this week, but the USA Today had an article about quitting Diet Coke and what happened to a bunch of people. Now, some people, they quit Diet Coke, and, you know, they were fine. Other people quit Diet Coke, and they realized they couldn't go without it. And something that really stuck with me in this article was the person says, the idea of chips and salsa made me crave a Diet Coke. And I'm not sure I've ever read something that is so real to me other than that. There is just something about those mixture of flavors, the sweet from the, or the fake sweet from the Diet Coke, and the salty, savory from the chips and salsa. I 100%, like, you go to a movie, right? And you sit down in the theater. When I have popcorn, I'm expecting like a Mr. Pibb or something like that to also be part of this taste adventure we're taking while watching a movie, right? So that really spoke to me. And that person said, you know, they realize that they can still have small amounts of Diet Coke and be fine. And then you get to this one, and it talks about headaches. Talking about, I grew up in a household where a spare fridge sat in our garage piled with cans of soda. So did I. We had our basement refrigerator was Coke, vanilla. Do you remember vanilla Coke? I don't even know if they still make vanilla Coke because I don't drink soft drinks like I used to. Oh, but man, I loved vanilla Coke as a kid. Vanilla Coke and the Coke with lime, my favorite. We had all of it. We had Mug root beer in the, was it Mug or was it Bargs? Might have been Bargs. We had one of the root beers in the fridge. We had Snapple. My dad worked for the distributor that had Snapple. Snapple peach tea was a Beamer family favorite. And I loved to have a Snapple peach tea with like half a pack of Goldfish. So yeah, I can relate to this. And it goes on to say, you know, Cherry Coke. Cherry Coke was another thing that was always in the fridge. And developed, I've quit before for years, but recently gotten back into Coca-Cola. I convinced myself those adorable mini cans had to be okay. They're so little. But no, even a small amount of soda isn't great for your health. As a mom of two young kids, I was in the habit of using soda for an energy boost. I had a few late nights in a row, followed by early mornings. I was going strong until about 11 a.m. on day three. I almost cracked. I confessed to our group chat of soda quitters, but I'm holding steady. The problem is I get migraines and really never liked tea or coffee. So I sip soda when I feel a headache coming on. There were a couple of times during this experiment I found myself reaching for Excedrin, though perhaps I should have tried tea first. I drank a lot of ice water too. Overall, I was tired and dealt with headaches, but the pride I felt from quitting made me want to keep going. I have no desire to go back drinking it daily. So I can relate to that. So if you remember right before COVID, I tried to stop having energy drinks. And this has been something that, you know, I'll tell you, I personally have had an easier time losing weight than quitting fully energy drinks. Now, obviously, when I was in program for Awaken, I had to quit energy drinks. You can't have even fake sugar on that program. And went to coffee. And I love coffee. I can drink black coffee all day. It does not give me the boost that energy drinks do, right? So I love one energy drink a day. I remember in early 2020 before COVID hit, and I was at a point where I was having like three Ultra Sunrises a day, right, when I was working the morning shift. And I mean, by the time Sandy Beach walked in here, I was almost done with my second energy drink. That's how bad it was. And so I tried to quit. And the headaches were so bad that I was going to an event It was like the last event I did before COVID. I was driving to be part of this event, and the headache was so bad, I had to give in and have an energy drink. Now, over the years, yeah, I've gone months without drinking energy drinks. Again, supplementing it with like 3 or 4 cups of coffee. But I've never been able to fully quit my dependence on that caffeine because the headaches that you get when you try to decrease your caffeine intake, especially in my experience, and I'm not like overly bad with headaches. Like I do not get a lot of headaches unless I'm sick. And let me tell you, excruciating pain anytime I've tried to fully quit or go like a fourth of the caffeine that I'm used to. 803-0930, *930. What is a habit that you have had difficulty breaking? Let's go to our friend in Holland, John. John, happy Halloween, my friend.
Oh, happy Halloween. Are you guys going out this evening?
We are. My son is dressed as a chef, and after Tanner and I do our wham thing here, my wife and I are going to be Santa and his elf. So.
Oh, that's pretty nice. We've got a little Cinderella. I'm Prince Charming, and my wife will be the fairy godmother. So
very nice, very nice.
Yeah. So I quit a couple different things, and one of which was smoking. Almost a decade ago, I was a daily cigarette smoker, and I'll have a few cigars here and there over the course of a calendar year, but it was. I don't want to say easy. I just remember waking up. And it was like one of those smoker cough mornings. And I'm just done with this. I was sick of it. And that was that. The first couple of days, I really kind of struggled because I'm so, you know, it wasn't even that physiological. It was more the psychological portion of it. Like, yeah, you have a coffee or whatever the case may be. And it took me about 3 or 4 days. And that was it. I was done. I didn't get tempted. I got turned off by the smell of cigarette smoke. You know what was more difficult for me was getting rid of, I don't know if you say soda or you say pop or soft drinks, but getting rid of that was tough. Oh, I loved drinking a Coca-Cola.
Yeah, John, to the cigarette thing, that I think so many people can relate to, not being the, well, not like a headache or anything, it's 10 o'clock, or I walked in the house, I'm so used to having a smoke, or, you know, like for me, when I was at my heaviest, John, my big thing was when I got home from work, I like to plop on the couch and have a snack, and that was just part of the routine, so much so that I'd be halfway done with a bag of chips before I caught what I was doing.
You know, and that was the other thing. It's like they go hand in hand, right? So you're already drinking the sugary drink, so you're not thinking much about it. So you're grabbing the Doritos or whatever, you know, which, by the way, that used to be my single biggest vice. Cool Ranch Doritos, I could sit down and eat an entire bag in one sitting. And then I started getting a little bit more health conscious about it, and I'm like, well, I already quit smoking, so, you know, let's work on some of the processed foods and whatnot. Amazing to watch not only my weight go down and stay down, but I watched my blood pressure drop. I just felt less lethargic in a general sense because I wasn't being weighed down by all these sugary snacks or overly processed snacks. That was probably, it still is hard, you know? Would I love to go and sit down and have a mozzarella sticks every time I'm eating a meal? Yeah, I'd love it. But I know I'm going to feel like crap after I have it, so it's now a function of what do I do to actively avoid it?
So when you, because you know, when you hear it go the other way, John, like people will quit smoking and they'll put a ton of weight on because they've tried to replace smoking time with snack time or something like that.
You know, and as silly as it sounds, I guess I look at it as kind of preparing for a marathon. You know, if I quit smoking, but I don't replace it with anything else that's healthy, I'm still going to have the effects of, you know, being a former smoker. So I was real quick to say, well, if I'm not going to smoke and I had that downtime, whatever I was doing, sitting outside or whatever, I just started walking more. I took my dog for more walks, and I found myself very quickly filling that void, that 5, 10, 15 minutes of a smoke break during the course of any given day, just being a little bit more physical. And, you know, it just naturally went with it. But I also, you know, when I smoked, I would drink a beer or have whatever that snack was, too. So you quit smoking, you just quit doing some of the other stuff that kind of goes along with it. So it just kind of worked out naturally, though. I'm like, well, I guess I don't need to worry about the pop or the beer as much, or, you know, because I was already doing less of it because it was hand in hand with smoking.
Right. Yeah. Now, did you ever have, you know, because you hear so many people say I was good for a few months and then, you know, I had a tragedy happen or something, you know, very stressful in my life. And I went to the thing that calms me down, that pack of Marbs. Did you ever have that moment?
You know, I got pretty close to it, I will say. It was probably about a year after I quit. And, you know, it wasn't anything more than just an overly stressful week leading to, oh, my God, I can't wait until it's Friday, right? You know, the 2 days off type of thing. And me really thinking, like, you know, a cigarette doesn't sound so bad right now. But it was, you're not going to have one. You're going to buy the pack for the one cigarette, and then you're going to be guilty that you just spent, I mean, it was like 10 years ago, right? So what were cigarettes still, like $8, $9 a pack back then? So I would have felt guilty that I would have just wasted $8 on one cigarette. And I know full well I would have tried to chain smoke the entire thing, and then the next day being back off to the races. So I just reached out to, you know, a friend that was like, listen, I'm stressed. I kind of want to smoke. It was kind of like that mommy group thing, except they didn't have that. So I just like, you want to get together? Like, let's just go get something to eat, you know? Right. But I got really, really close once, and that was the extent of it.
And if that was 25 years ago and you asked someone to go get something to eat, you would be surrounded by smoke. So it's good that it happened when it did.
Right, exactly. 25 years ago, I would have been surrounded by smoke. I would have been smoking, and I would have been eating garbage.
Yeah, exactly. Well, John, I'm glad that you're 10 years going strong, and I'm glad that one healthy decision led to a bunch of other healthy decisions. I think now it's time for you and I to train for the Taco Bell 50K.
I would love to. Are they going to give us chalupas at the end? Because that's the only way I'm doing it.
You have to have a chalupa by the fourth stop. You can't wait till the end. One of your first...
So instead of the people handing off little bits of water, they just hand you the little packets of their hot sauce. I'm in.
Yeah, that's the crazy part. By the fourth stop, you have to have at least had a like five-layer burrito or a chalupa, and the fourth stop's the last time, or you're disqualified. Can you imagine like eating all that Taco Bell and being on like your 15th mile, and they tell you, sir, you only had a super taco. You didn't have the chalupa. You're disqualified.
Wait, like, I'm sorry, was that a double wrap crunch? Because that's not actually in the program. Yeah. So I feel like just the sheer weight of it, you'd get to your fourth stop and go, I'm winded. I need a breather.
Yeah, see, I think that's why I can do it. Because, you know, people say, well, it's more than a marathon. Yes, but if you look at these videos, I mean, it takes like 15, 20 minutes to get your order at each Taco Bell. You've got a great time to stretch out, regroup. I think it's very doable, John. I am... 100% serious when I say this is something I would love to fly to Denver and do one day.
I would join you. If this is going to be a thing, maybe we could bring all of the Beamer followers and we could all do it together.
Yes.
I'm down.
Yes. We'll get a BEN flag to put on each of us so you can follow the BEN people as we get to the final line. Hey, John, I always appreciate talking to you, my friend, and I hope you have a great Halloween.
You too, Joe. Have a good one.
John in Holland, 803-0930. Star 930 gets you on the program. Yeah, I mean, when you think about habits to break, I mean, smoking's the one. And, you know, congrats to John for having such a, I'm not going to say easy because I don't think it's ever easy, but, you know, being able to, 10 years now, be done smoking because, I mean, there are those things there that bring you back. I mean, Bills fans... People, you know, when you're down at that stadium, I'll tell you, I've never been a regular smoker, and there are times I'm at that stadium, I'm craving a cigarette, right? Because so many, I think it's probably the most consumption of tobacco in Western New York is Sundays at Highmark Stadium. And I can imagine, you know, again, as much as I think that if you're a bar owner and you want to allow people to smoke in your bar, you should be able to. I think that's a decision as an owner you should make. I don't think the state should be telling you what you can. And, you know, smoking's legal. Yeah, there's a lot of things there that, you know, reverts you back. And that goes for, you know, eating. And I said this last week, we were talking about something. And I said last week, you know, eating and losing weight, it can be easy. Right. If you have, you know, good guidance and everything. But it's also the most difficult because, you know, you can live your life without cigarettes. Cigarettes is not something you need to survive. You need food to survive. And that's why Food is so difficult, and you know, I'm guilty of it. You have a stressful day. It's been a stressful day. What do you want to do? A lot of people want to revert to something greasy, something that gives them, you know, gives them that 10 minutes of feeling good before you feel nothing but regret the rest of the day. But that's why food is it's so difficult, because you can't say goodbye to food. And again, if you've had that stressful day, if you've had that moment, maybe you've had a week where it just nothing has turned out right. For a former smoker, it might be going back to the cigarettes. But for someone who struggled with their weight and maybe got to a really good place, it could be, you know, coming unhinged. And yeah, one bad meal, two bad meals aren't gonna bring you back. But when you get used to eating that again, and now you're having that unhealthy meal after work because it was a tough day at work, and you get back into those old habits, they're so difficult. As one of the people in this article said, it's so difficult to go back. You have someone here went almost 6 months without having soda. Right, the whole point of this article was quitting Coke or Diet Coke, Coca-Cola or Diet Coca-Cola. And, you know, they had gone 6 months without having any Coca-Cola, but, you know, had a rough breakup and just did not feel great emotionally, had a big meal, and the only thing that felt right with that meal was a Diet Coke. And unfortunately now, Diet Coke is part of my day. I'm going to have to start all over again. And again, if we're talking Diet Coke, if we're talking smoking, if we're talking eating, we're talking any of these habits, right? I had, you know, I talked about my energy drink habit, but I'll talk about a habit that I had when I was a senior in high school and into college. I'm not, you know, some people are going to say, wow, Joe, that's disgusting. But there's other people in this audience that probably still do. I dipped tobacco when I was 18, and I thought it made me look cool, you know, spitting into a bottle. And it became like, I, you know, this, oof, kind of takes the edge off. This is cool. And then one day I got an awful canker sore all down my lip. I thought it was, you know, something worse. I'm like, oh my gosh, it scared me to never dip again. But like for 8-9 months, I was dipping every day. And I'm not talking pouches, Tanner. I'm talking long cut dip, packing as much as I could. And like walking into parties. Hey, Joe, you know, you're having trouble getting women? Yeah, I got the answer. I'm going to walk into a party with a lip full of dip and a bottle of my spit. That'll do it. But I did. Like I said, for close to a year. And who knows, if I hadn't gotten that canker sore and it had scared me to the point where I never touched it again. But that wasn't a difficult habit to break. Who knows, if it weren't for the canker sore, that wasn't a difficult habit to break, because I was so scared that I had done something, you know, worse in just 9 months. But like I said, 18-year-old Joe Beamer was scared to death, never touched the stuff again. Now, like John, I enjoy cigar. I love a nice celebratory cigar on a holiday, after the Bills win in the playoffs, after Tech wins a game, you know. It might get to the point till, hey, if the Sabres can win in regulation, I might need to have a celebratory cigar. But yeah, dipping tobacco, have not done that since. 803-0930, *930. What is a habit that you had difficulty breaking, were very successful, and maybe have advice for others? 803-0930, *930. We'll take your calls on that. And also, we're going to go back to our list we started on Monday, best and worst Halloween candies. It is Halloween. We probably should finalize this list before the show's over today on WBEN. Happy Halloween, hour number 2. 803-0930, *930 gets you on the program. It also gets you on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. And I do want to answer a few things on our last topic before we get to the next. Obviously, the topic is still open to you at 803-0930, *930. We were talking about difficult habits to break. And on the text board, someone said, hi, quit smoking many, many years ago after several attempts. And finally, it was because they outlawed smoking in so many buildings. You had to go stand outside in the freezing cold and associated with no one smokes, which is great for a lot of people used to. So that's where, you know, hey, you know, it's not Columbo anymore, so you do have to go outside to smoke. And yeah, that did help a lot. That did help a lot of people quit the habit. And again, I have no problem with people, you know, not smoking in hospitals or not smoking in office buildings. That's fine. But when there are, you know, there's bars, yeah, I think that should be up to the owners. That should be the owner's decision. I think most owners would now probably pick not to have smokers. But I do think it should be up to the person who owns the building, not the state. That's just my opinion. There used to be a bar right by the studio that was kind of grandfathered in as a cigar bar. That place was busy every night. You know what I mean? They did not like when I would go in there and play Kesha on the jukebox. But that bar was packed every single night. That's the point that I was making. But yes, I think it did help a lot of people quit smoking because no one wants to, in the middle of February, go stand outside and freeze just to get their nicotine fix. Some people do, right? Another texter, Joe, find yourself a nice flavored sparkling water. There's piles of them out there to choose from. The Diet Coke is going to ruin you. For the record, texter, the Diet Coke was in the USA Today. My habit is sugar-free energy drinks, which I agree is something I should not be having every day. And, you know, I have gone from 3 to 1, and I went months while I was on Awaken not having it. Now that I'm in maintenance, I do have one almost every day. My point is I would like to just have half the caffeine I have now. And when I go from an energy drink and only go to 1 or 2 cups of coffee, I still get the tinge of a headache. Do you get what I'm saying? I still get that headache because it's, you know, only half of the caffeine. But it is, you know, I think after the holidays, I'm going to have to try again. But I'm telling you, energy drinks are, especially when you're like, I mean, again, when I went from 3 to 1, that was difficult. But to completely say goodbye to that caffeine that I'm used to, I can relate to a lot of people in the article. And again, they're dealing with caffeine as well on a lower level. But when you have, you know, you're used to 5 or 6 Diet Cokes a day, cans, and now you go to 0, that's the problem. And then someone pointed out, you know, Joe, why are you, your wife and your son, why aren't you guys going as something matching? Well, we were going to, those costumes fell through. My son loves to, you know, fake cook stuff in his plastic kitchen. So we thought we'd get him the chef outfit. And then my wife and I are just obsessed with Christmas. So we decided to be Santa and an elf. So I hope that answers that. I'm going to go in a different direction here. I know it's Halloween and we're a few months removed from back to college, but this article, this I think is might be, and I don't know, you know, you talk in your group of friends, right? And, you know, your group of friends say, you know, you have a group of 10 friends, 8 of them are parents, right? And you mention helicopter parenting. Now, in that conversation, no one's going to admit to being the helicopter parent. But we hear more and more stories like this. Someone is. Like, someone's being the helicopter parent out there, and they're just lying to their friends. You know, oh, that's crazy. That's crazy. That's exactly what I'm doing. This goes beyond. You know, when your kid, if your kid goes to college, maybe they go right into the work field, whatever your kid does after high school, that is your child stepping in to adulthood. Now, yes, I think, you know, parents like to help out as much as they can, right? But the first step to adulthood, if you're going to college, is college, right? That is your first step to adulthood. And, you know, if you're dorming, living alone, right? Not having mom or dad there to... not having mom or dad there to hold your hand. Well, it seems as if mom and dad don't only want to hold your hand, they want to be involved in every aspect of college. This article follows a child going to Clemson University. They've packed the car and moved their kids into their dorm, but some college parents aren't ready to let go. One parent emails their child's professor before the semester began to introduce themselves and open a line of communication. This is in college. Another question, how to handle their daughter's boyfriend visiting her dorm and considered involving his parents. What? Again, I understand it's difficult to let go, right? You want to imagine your child is still young in middle school. They're in college now. And what, you're gonna concoct a plan to what, hover over your daughter and her boyfriend in their college dorm? You're going to email your child's professor? Hey, I just want to make sure Tanner's getting all his work in. Where does their responsibility start? Now, on here, others asked where they can check their child's grades. Now, my parents paid for my schooling, so my parents had every right to see my grades. They weren't happy with them, but they were paying for my schooling. So, that is something, they had every right to see my grades. I can't get too upset with this part of the article. But emailing the professors and concocting a plan with your child's significant other. I hear they were going to go visit each other. He's going to her dorm? Can you check in on this? Can you call your son and ask, is he really going to her dorm? That's a little much. When do you have to step back? I think college is the answer. Some parents step back before, right? You trust your child, maybe senior year of high school, to make the right decision. But college, we talk so much about this, and I am not trying to get political on this topic. We hear people who talk about how smart they are. I went to so-and-so and I got a degree. I went to the University of Buffalo and got my law degree at Toledo. You can be book smart, but if you don't experience reality, and unfortunately, I think we have a lot of people, if we just look at, voting for Mamdani, we have a lot of younger people who don't live in the real world. And a lot of 20 and 30 somethings don't live in the real world because their parents never let them live in the real world. If you're following your child around, Tanner, are you going in that dorm room? Right? Tanner, I emailed your professors. They told me you had a big assignment due. I hope you're working on it. If you don't let go, yeah, maybe your kid will be really smart. But they're smart, like book smart. And then there's knowing what to do in a real world situation. And we have, like I said, we have a lot of people out there. They have not lived in reality. And I see it on social media all the time. And again, I am not trying to be overly political about helicopter parenting. But I do notice a theme when I see people posting about free Palestine, and I see people posting about Sean Ryan and Zohran Mamdani and Kamala Harris. Again, not everyone. I'm not going to say everyone who voted for those people don't live in reality. No, I live in reality enough not to say that. But I do see a theme amongst the people who are really into this, and I have to say, these are people that I perceive don't live in the real world, right? They, some of them still live with their parents in their mid-30s. Others, had their parents holding their hand all through college, and yeah, they got three different degrees, but those did you experience the world? Did you experience real world while getting those degrees? And I think a lot of people, you can say, no, they didn't. Now, is every example of that a helicopter parent? No, of course not. That's not what I'm saying. But I think if you are literally going to be all over your child's every move in college, I think you're doing a real disservice. Now, of course, you care about their well-being. You want to check in on them. Of course, I'm not saying that. That'd be crazy for me to say. And yeah, you want to make sure they're doing good in school. You got to talk to them. I mean, to have a line of communication with your child's professor. And again, to follow your kid to make sure they're not going to their girlfriend's dorm. Eventually, you have to let go. And, you know, I mean, when you're 18, you are an adult. And it's funny to me when you talk to people and you talk about helicopter parenting. I think the helicopter parents, they have to know somewhere that you're talking about them, but they don't want to admit it. And like I said, there's no problem with, you know, reminding your child of making good decisions and reminding them that they're there to learn, right? My parents had to do that a lot when I was in college. You are there to learn. You are there to get your degree. You are there to advance so you have somewhere to go when you get that degree. Now, do I think they thought it would take, you know, over 10 years for me to find my career path? No. But part of college, and I've said this a lot, you know, I do believe, I don't think college is for everyone. If I woke up in 2007 knowing everything I know, I mean, if I woke up in 2007 and had Tim Wenger's number in my phone, I'd probably like say, hey, Tim, do you need a board op? You don't know me, but I think you want to hire me as a board op. And then I probably wouldn't go to college. No, is that not the right answer? But I'm not sure if I would go to college knowing everything I know now. I love my job. I think I could do most everything I do here without school, but it was my school that got me in the door. It was my school that introduced me to Tim. You know what I mean? So for that, I'm so grateful. But part of college, my point here is, part of college is getting real world experience and being put in positions where you have to make the choice. Mommy and daddy can't make that choice. Mommy and daddy aren't always going to be there to make that choice. That message eventually has to be sent. Unfortunately, for some people, that message is sent late in life. And okay, mommy and daddy's not there to make that decision. I want the government to make that decision, right? I want Zoran Mamdani to provide me with things that mommy and daddy were providing me with until my 30s, right? I have a lot of money and feel guilty about it because I was in school for 10 years. So I think everyone with money should be taxed more. You get what I'm saying? Even though they are, because it's percentage, but we're not getting into that. But college is, my whole point is, college is, part of it is, yes, learning and getting your degree and not being on the Joe Beamer plan where it takes you 5 years. But the other part is making friends, building relationships, real world experience, right? Making your decisions for yourself. And if mom and dad are going to be talking to everyone on campus and building a, a guard between your child's significant other's parents, I mean, then when are they supposed to learn? I guess is the point. When are they supposed to learn how to make that decision when they're faced with it and they don't have mom and dad there to tell them what to do next? I mean, what's after college? Is this parent going to call their child's first boss? You know, be on the phone or email the boss? Hi, you know, I'm so-and-so's, you know, hi, Lisa. I am so-and-so's mother, and I just wanted to open a line of communication. I hear I know he is starting a job there. You met me at the interview. You met me at the interview. He's starting a job there on Monday. I'd like to have an open line of communication. Let me know. That to me is what emailing the professor sounds like. It's just as ridiculous. And if you look at the survey done by the New York Times, and Morning Consult, found that 76% of parents of 18 to 28-year-olds have either had to remind their adult children of deadlines or make appointments for them. You heard that right. 76% of parents are making appointments for their children. Now, I'm 37. My mother does still make my mechanic appointment, but that's because if my mom calls, my car will get in today. If I call, it's going to take a few more days. I love the guys I take my car to. I'm just saying, if my mom calls in and asks, I can bring my car in a lot earlier. And I save a few bucks, I think, because my parents have always been bringing their cars there since I can remember. 803-0930, star 930. I'm noticing the text board's not lighting up with... Do you disagree with me? Like, I'd love to know. Does anyone out there disagree? Are you yelling at your radio? Joe, you'll understand when your child goes off to college. I know it'll be tough. Like, my kid's only two. I got a few years. I know it'll be tough. Because no one wants to admit that their child's already grown up. But I can't imagine... You know, again, holding their hand for everything. Of course, I'm going to be there. Of course, I'm going to help. My parents are still there for me to help, and I'm forever grateful. But I'm also going to realize that my child, you know, at some point you have to be faced with the decisions and make them yourself. But if you disagree with me, I would love to hear the pushback on this. 803-0930, star 930. Because I notice if the text board goes silent, that means that there are people who are upset. And I don't want you to be upset. I want you to call in. The whole point of doing topics like this is calling in and telling me why I'm wrong. 803-0930, star 930. Do I have this all wrong? I can admit my kid's only two. I could have this all wrong. Let me know. 803-0930, star 930. It's Beamer on WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ever see this video? It's George Michael. He shows up to like this ski lodge, you know, very 80s. And Andrew, the other member of Wham, who Tanner is today, is there with a girl. And we find out that the girl he's with was with George Michael last Christmas. And this, and so the whole video is obviously the song. And George Michael going back to when he was there with that young lady who is now with his bandmate. I mean, you could also take that video, replace Last Christmas, and play the Cars song, My Best Friend's Girl. It used to be mine. Same thing, same premise. 803-0930, star 930. We were talking about helicopter parenting. In the last segment, this article out in, of all places, the USA Today. My show today came exclusively from the USA Today. Talking about helicopter parents who have an open line of communication with their professor, follow their kids around to make sure they're not going to their significant other's dorms. My question is, when do you stop and let them be an adult? 76% of adults, I'm sorry. Let me make sure I get this right. I don't want to be accused of fake news, and then we'll get to Kevin and Pendleton. 76% of parents to 18 and 28-year-olds have had to remind their adult children of deadlines, including schoolwork deadlines, while 74% of parents made appointments for their 18 to 28-year-old children. Someone texted in and said, it's time to cut the cord. Now, like I said, I think my parents, they have been very helpful to me through some dumb decisions I've made. I think they've also, you know, allowed me to be an adult. I don't think my parents ever talked to any of my college professors. Again, the point is, when do you let go? Because I think being all up in your kids' business, you know, through their 20s, it's robbing them of making real life decisions. Again, you should always be there to help. You should always be there to give advice. But eventually you have to stop holding their hand for everything. Because a lot of these people go on and then they want the government to hold their hand when mommy and daddy are no longer holding their hand. Let's go to Kevin in Pendleton. Hey, Kevin, thanks for hanging on.
Hey, Joe, how are you doing, man?
Doing all right, man.
I want to give you two quick examples here of what I've witnessed. This isn't recent. Maybe it started developing, and I'm speaking about over 20 years ago when I was involved in the banking industry and when I was involved in the travel industry. Let me begin with a travel story here for you. But I call this, now speaking as a alpha male, right? I just want to say, I know you said he, but there's she's too, but what really hurts more for me is the he's involved in this, these helicopter parents. But I call this the demasculinization and the mental castration of the American male, combined with the deterioration of the combined social normal that we're seeing today. But anyway, let me give you example number one in the airline industry. When I worked in what we call queues department, that is where, like, if there's a delay or cancellation, stuff like that, we make alternative arrangements and so on, right? We went into a high alert because a woman calling and she was really sobbing, right? And she's saying, no, this is a delivery here, Joe, right? But Joe's flight did not come in. I haven't heard from Joe. Oh, what has happened to my Joey? And so, oh my gosh. So we did the necessary enquiries, right, to mobilize and everything. Find out, where is Joey? So, of course, what you're thinking, Joe, this, we've lost, we're thinking, oh, big lawsuit, we've lost an unaccompanied minor, right? And then after all the things they did, well, first thing the individual should have asked her, like, okay, how old is Joey, as she called him? 32, Joe.
Oh,
32.
Oh, no.
And on top of that, so, and the guys in the background, a good thing we muted it, and the other guys go, oh, my gosh, Joe must have hooked up, got lucky with a flight attendant, and what's mommy crying about? Okay, so that's example number one.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, from my ear, as Sandy used to say, what, from my lips to your ear and God's ear, right? So, an example number two, in the banking industry, Tommy. I mean, I always thought Tommy was like a big kid, tall, almost 6 foot, you know, and everything, and you know, the glasses and all that. And, well, I don't want to stereotype here, but, you know, but he was like a big kid, and that's fine, right? And so on. But Tom, going into his, like, his 40s and so on, right? And one day, I shouldn't be calling the name, but anyway, and I didn't name the bank either. But next day, we got a call, and we got it from Mrs., let's just call her Mrs. A, right, for Tom. And she called to say that, well, Tommy will not be in today also. He missed 2 days. The second day, she called in. So we say, oh, something must be wrong with Tom, man. What's going on with Tommy, right? Mommy calls in to say, Tommy has been very upset for the past 2 days because he didn't like the review he got, his yearly review.
Oh, just, my gosh. You
know, like, yeah. So this is the reality that we're facing. So it's more than just helicopter moms, right? But you see this college campuses, which we call the hallowed halls of education. Well, as the late great John Huseman used to say in the paper chase, they come in here with their heads full of mush. Well, guess what? It gets more mushed up because they've now become the hallowed halls of indoctrination. So that's the two stories for you, man. And this was 20 years ago.
Wow.
So imagine now it's considered normal.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, anyway. Thanks a lot, Joe.
Hey, good topic, Kevin, man. Good talking with you as always, Kevin in Pendleton. I mean, could you imagine? I think I think everyone in this audience has had a review with their boss that was honest. Their boss was being honest. And you know, it kind of shot you back to earth. We've all had that meeting. I've had that meeting. I've had that email from a listener. I've had that text from a listener. We all have a dose of, again, reality. You know, the problem is, in Kevin's example, right? Well, the parents were there as the guy's working adult in his career. The parents are there to say, no, everything's okay. Why don't you take a few days off? And I don't know where that would be okay. I mean, I got a lot of bad grades in high school. My parents never said, maybe you should take a few days off. The teacher was hard on you. No. My parents were like, we're taking the TV out of your room. You better study and, you know, pass your next test. Or, you know, I don't want to see you out of that room until your homework's done. It was never, oh, you know. And the whole point of a review and your boss, it's to go and be better, which I will say, and I know Kevin was talking about something he said it was 20 years ago, but I'm going to tell you right now, I think that might be an issue. And I'm not going to say it's only millennials. I think every generation is guilty of this. I think people are afraid of criticism, and too many people have this ego. I have no idea where it comes from. Where they know more than the people in charge, right? You're working for a big company. The CEO tells you something. You think you know more. And so what, you ignore the review? Even if you think you're right in that situation, by the way. Even if you think you're right in a review, that you're right in the review your boss gave you was wrong. You do realize your boss is signing your check or is the direct line of communication to the person who's signing your check. But there's a lot of people, they are completely afraid of criticism. And any little bit of criticism, and they don't know how to handle it. And I think this goes back to helicopter parenting. And I, for a lot of people, right? Some parents were, it was never little Johnny's fault. It was always someone else's fault. I'll tell you, my parents were great. And let me tell you, when it was my fault, it was my fault. I've never come home one time. I came home from getting in trouble at school. And I think my parents were like, yeah, we need to look into this. Every other time, no. You don't shut up. You don't shut up at home. I can believe that you didn't shut up in class. You deserve the detention, right? But a lot of people go home. Oh my gosh, that's so awful. Why don't you just have a long weekend? That's not the real world, right? You have a bad day. Can you imagine if the men and women in our military, they're out defending this great country? And I had a bad day. You know, the commander was too tough on me. So what, you're just not going to show up? You know what I mean? Like, that's just not the real world. For most people, that's not the real world. If Tim Wenger came in here today and said, Joe, that was an awful show, I couldn't say, really? Well, then find someone else next week. He'll find someone else for the rest of time. I'll never be on the air again. And then I have a money problem, right? Then I don't have any money. And there's a whole nother issue that unlocks. But you see this. I saw this when I worked in retail. People that have this ego. It's like, why do you think you know more than the person in charge? And you know, again, I think this plays into it to a point. And sometimes you got to take the criticism, even if you think you're right. Take the criticism and say, you know what? I'll try to be better. Then you hold your head high and you walk out to your car. Or you go to work, whatever the review was. You know what I mean? 803-0930, *930. So we've talked about trick-or-treating today. And by the way, reviewing the text board during the break, I would say of the texts that we got, 90% of them were people saying that trick-or-treating has never recovered since COVID. And that, you know, you have the trunk or treats, you have the great things they do at the fire hall. My son was at the Snyder Fire Hall, I believe, on Saturday when I was driving back from tech. I had a great time. You have a lot of events like this leading up to Halloween. And so a lot of kids just say, you know, that's good enough. I don't really want to dress up again. Or, you know, maybe, you know, they're going to a friend's house and they're having a party or something. We're talking a kid's party, guys. But yeah, I mean, it seems from the text board, and like I said, I was at Alberta Wegmans and the Boulevard Target today. Candy did not seem to be an issue. We had a texter say the same at Delaware, at the Target on Delaware. So it's trick-or-treating. It will never be a thing of the past, right? There'll always be trick-or-treating. But is it waning in popularity with a certain amount of the kids, right? Like, I think kids my age, my kid's two, right? I think, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6-year-olds, they're going to want to show off. And if mom and dad say, I'm going to go door-to-door and get free candy, well, then I'm going to go door-to-door and get free candy. But maybe it's wearing off a little sooner than what we're used to. But I would say this. Whatever you're doing today, have fun. Make sure your child has fun. Make sure they enjoy Halloween. And that could just be a good Halloween movie, sitting at home, having some popcorn, watching a movie, whatever it is you're doing. Just make sure you enjoy it. You got the World Series tonight, Game 6 up in Toronto. The Jays could win the whole thing tonight, which, you know, I mean, my Mets aren't playing, so I don't really have a team to root for, but the Dodgers are probably my least favorite professional sports franchise, so that'd be pretty cool. For you Syracuse fans, Bill Belichick is coaching in Syracuse against the Orange as UNC comes to town. That was a bigger game at the beginning of the season than now because both teams have kind of gone downhill. And you've got Halloween. You've got the Sabres downtown tomorrow against the Capitals. Ovechkin's in town. You've got the Bills and Chiefs on Sunday. Huge game. 425 Highmark Stadium. CBS is doing the NFL Today pregame show from the parking lot. There's a lot of stuff going on in Buffalo. And it's a great time. It's a great time. And it's funny. There was an article this morning about hotel rooms this weekend with Washington, with the Caps in town, with the Chiefs in town. And all I can think about is you have, state assemblyman. Again, I like John Rivera. I don't agree with him politically, but I like John Rivera. He's always been very open to coming on the show, and I'm sure we'll talk again very soon. But you've got him saying to boycott one of the hotels in a weekend where Buffalo can use all the hotels they have, right? And we're getting closer to the NCAAs where that's going to be the case again. But have fun this weekend. Have fun tonight. If you love Halloween, if this is your day, make sure you live it up. You have fun. Be smart. Right? Have a plan to get home. Don't be an idiot and get behind the wheel after having a few drinks. And don't miss Hardline this Halloween weekend. On Sunday, your political pregame, we have Dan Gagliardo in studio at 10. We have Sean Lavin in studio at 10:30. And your calls at 11 to noon. I want candidates and supporters of elections all over Western New York. Maybe it's an election that you don't think has gotten the spotlight it deserves. Call in, give your final pitch as we get closer to Election Day, and then obviously Election Night 2025. We start at 7 p.m. Carl Calabrese will be here with me, Jack O'Donnell, and then 9 o'clock, David Bellavia joins us, and we bring you live results. We have our newsroom out in the field. It's going to be hopefully an amazing Election Day. I tell you what's going to be amazing is the next 3 hours, because this man will be hosting. That is Tom Bowerly. Tom, happy Halloween.
Well, yes, happy Halloween. I'm wearing a Tim Wenger mask. I can't really pull it off, though, because he's a little bit taller than I, but then again, most people are. So coming up after three, Joe, we're going to do part two of the 2025 Ghost Show.
Yes.
I didn't want to give it a lot of attention, because if I had advertised we were going to do that, then we'd have some horrible breaking news for which we'd have to break away. But you can certainly count on the Ghost program coming up after 3 o'clock. I'll explain all of the rules, how it works, and it is going to be a lot of fun. But remember, only real stories. Don't want fiction.
Love it. I love the Ghost Show. I remember working a few Ghost Shows, Tom. It's always, it's all your shows are, you turn it off, you can't turn it off. You turn it on, you can't turn it off. But Ghost Show is one that, you're going to be sticking to it. You're going to have Alexa, making sure Alexa has Tom on before you get out of the car and walk into the house. So I cannot wait.
What you said, Joe, but going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be informative, and I still don't know what ghosts are, and I still have never seen one, nor have I seen a UFO, and I've never been kidnapped by aliens for the probe.
We were robbed of seeing the space station this morning because of the overcast. Really upset about that.
Well, when I was a kid and I was really into astronomy, it never failed. Every time there was a solar eclipse and I had my little shoebox ready, I couldn't see it. So.
Well, Tom, I hope you have a great weekend. Go Bills.
Joe, it's going to be an absolutely sensational weekend. But I'm going to miss you on the radio, except on Sunday, of course. And I'm going to miss the people who call into the program, because they've been outstanding.
They always are. They always are. And they will not be letting us down the next 3 hours. Tom Bowerly. It will be taking you home. We'll be getting your Halloween evening started. The Ghost Show is up next. Thank you for the calls, the texts. Hope you have an amazing Halloween. I will talk to you Sunday. Election Hardline, Sunday, 10 o'clock. Don't forget, 11, we're taking your calls. Candidates, supporters, give your final pitch. Looking forward to that. Again, be safe tonight. Don't do anything stupid. I'll talk to you Sunday. Tom's next on WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.